All right. I am Halcyon. I'm here with Grandpa Caleb. We are in Southern California. It's a little overcast. And we'd like to welcome you to Hug Nation.
Good.
It is a Tuesday, and the chat room looks like it's full of beautiful, love-filled people. We've got UK Graham, Gothic Tiger, Citizen Kai, Angelic Lush, O Panama. And Tassie's in there typing away. Studio C just showed up. Welcome, everyone. Grandpa, you said that this weekend you're actually giving a you're having a little presentation.
Yes, presentation on the island of Kauai. We went, six of us went over there and spent a wonderful week. We had a car and it held six, seven people. So we traveled over 600-700 miles, and we saw the whole island except for one little part of it where there's no road. But we saw the place where I took pictures of the place where they made the film South Pacific.
Oh, really?
And then I also went swimming in the water, and I took pictures from the helicopter. It was a marvelous time, and I'm going to show the pictures, the film, Saturday night to my brothers and sisters here.
Now, there was one part of your trip that I wanted to ask you about. Okay. You had a particular adventure when you went boogie boarding?
Yes, I did. I hadn't been boogie boarding. When I was a boy in L.A., I'd go down to those beaches and I'd make my own little surfboard, and we would make it around your stomach, and then you'd ride the waves in. So they had a boogie board in this home which we were renting, so I took the boogie board down, and a friend tied it on this wrist,
right.
And I started out. I didn't bother to go in first, and I just started out and walking out, and very quickly I began to sink, and that board washed out of my hands and dragged me down, and I drank seawater, gasping all the time, uh-huh. And finally I was able to get one hand out and to wave, and there were two young mothers on the shore. There were their two children and their grandmother. I'd already talked to them, and there was my towel and my camera. So I thought I was going to die. I really thought I was going to drown. It was terrible. And I shouldn't have been there, because when I told my family about it, they all said, well, you are crazy. But they rescued me, and then I said, I want a picture. So I'll be showing that picture, too, on Saturday night here to my fellow people to sell them on the idea of going to Hawaii. It is a paradise.
Well, I know. I think in the surfing competitions, I think they have age categories. I think they've got, you know, an under 16.
Oh.
So maybe they've got an over 90 surfing category. We can get you on the world tour.
No, I've had my turn. I'm going to stick to jacuzzi from now on. No more of that. That was, it's a life threatening kind of a deal when you get out there. I'm glad she saw me.
I am too. I applaud your adventure spirit.
Well, I take too many risks as an old man, but I'm excited about life. I feel that every day is a very special blessing, a special gift, and so I rejoice in touching my friends here day by day, and we are having a great place. This is my cocoon, and you know, from a cocoon you spring forth as a butterfly into everlasting life. But I'm thrilled to be here, so I squeeze every day.
I think that you are a model, and I think that you say you take too many risks.
Citizen Kai says that he's a lively man.
Lively man, indeed.
And well, so I'm glad.
You say you take risks, but what is the worst that could happen?
There's no worst, because if I kill myself, I'll be in heaven.
As you said, everyone is.
I live
in the process of dying.
That's right. Well, I went through I went to my university last week.
Oh.
University of Redlands, where all seven of our children, and we all graduated, and they had behind the chapel a beautiful thing, labyrinth, they call it.
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, and it goes around and around in a circle, and it's a brand new one right behind the chapel, and I began to let my spirit go through purgation, thinking about my 93 years and the various things that have happened in my life, and I've been mailing back things to the former parishes. I served four very wonderful parishes in 68 years, so I'm rejoicing in that. So anyway, I have feelings good as I see these scrapbooks of that my wife made of what we had done. We made the weight of our life count. I served on school boards. I was man of the year in one little town. And life has been rich. And I'm bubbling over with enthusiasm for the next chapter.
That's fantastic. So you said you sent back the photo album. So I noticed that there's all sorts of filing cabinets and packages and things like here. That's part of this chapter's process?
The process is, no, I'm throwing my more stuff away. My children have all said no. So each one gets a box and an envelope with all the pictures I've taken. I've taken pictures. I was just thinking as Tasha hooked this up. My first camera was a box camera. I think I paid $1 or $2 for it. I think I was 7 years old. Box camera made in Minnesota. And I've had all the kinds of cameras all these years. My, how we've improved and made life so realistic in terms of the pictures. So I give pictures every week to people here, the new members that come here.
And even our waiter today, you said he got one a picture from you?
I got a picture from
him. That was great.
Fernando.
You said, Fernando, I gave you a picture with your arm around one of the waitresses. And yeah. he goes, oh, quick, hide the picture.
Yeah, life is beautiful.
It is beautiful. And along as we are in the awareness of life's beauty, it's now a little after 1 o'clock. We've got a wonderful crowd in the chat room. Anna joined us, it looks like.
She's finding the audio link, but they're going to the Hug Nation page for it instead. Apparently they can't see this one.
Well, they'll have to listen to the archive. And hopefully we're
HugNation.com has the audio link.
HugNation.com as well has the audio link. We should remind folks that the idea behind Hug Nation and all of the idea of digital intimacy is that the internet has given us these amazing tools. It's kind of like once we got a microscope and they invented the microscope, we realized that there was all this activity that was happening on a microscopic level. Mm. It's always been there. But suddenly we had the tools to see it better, and once we could see it, it helped us to conceptualize and understand what was happening with germs and things like that. So the internet has given us these tools so that we can see the connections between people.
Oh, wonderful.
So we can see these people all around the world. We can hear their words, we can hear their thoughts, we can digest and embrace the thoughts and ideas and feelings and emotions of people all over the world. And that connection that we have with people all over the world, it's always been there. But the internet has given us these tools so that we can see it better.
Whole new dimensions of living.
Exactly. And so the hope here is that once we see those connections, in the same way that a microscope helps us to see that there's this world that we didn't know, once we see it, we can feel it, it can become a part of our worldview, and part of the way that we see the world is that those connections are always there.
Good insight. Beautiful thought.
So it is now 1:10 on Tuesday, and we say once a week is a perfect opportunity to take a minute out of our day, maybe a few minutes out of our day, or our week, and just to focus on the fact that there are people all over the world that are our brothers and sisters. And so we think about the people that we passed in the hallway earlier today and in our cars, and we think about our family. Think about the faces that we've passed over in the last week, the smiles and the frowns. And we think about all those peoples as our brothers and sisters, and that those people, if they take a step back, they would much rather hug us than hurt us.
Shalom.
So let's take a moment now and grab ourselves by the shoulders, give ourselves a hug, and as we embrace those shoulders, feel our arms reaching out to the shoulders all over the world, to our family, our friends, to strangers, to people in the town next to us, the country next to us, and the lands far, far away. We especially think about the people who are scared right now, or living in a place of fear, and we try to embrace them in thought and in intention, and try to give them, spread our love to them. And we think about all the people in this chat room right now as being as being reflectors of that love, and we send those hugging arms to them and embrace them and amplify each other's hugs and just send this loving connection out to all over the world. And then you feel those arms still grabbing your shoulders. Those are not just your arms. Those are the arms of all those other people who are sending out those hugs. So feel that embrace that is more than just one, more than just the other. It is the one with a capital O.
And my mind reaches out to embrace you and you and you. We are all one. Brothers and sisters.
Thank you so much for joining us. I can feel it. Thank you for sending your love out. Thank you for feeling the love and spreading it and amplifying it. We love you, and we will see you next week at Hug Nation. Feel the love. Thanks, Grandpa.
Thank you. It's amazing. You can feel it in your mind as it reaches out in thought. Yeah. It feels you indeed. Thank you.
Thank you,
Grandpa. You're a quick typist. You really did great, sister.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, now to explain what you said in the middle of the conference. You said something, but you had a connection with somebody. She was saying something, but you couldn't see her or something like that. What were you saying?
I think at one point I mentioned a certain person had typed in the chat room that you were so lively and she was just so impressed with your speaking. Citizen Kai, this one right here, she's giving hugs in the chat room.
Did you see that? I have never seen that.
This is her screen name right here.
Yeah.
And so.
Oh, how nice!
This was me typing pretty much everything John was saying, and trying to type what you were saying too,
in
case people couldn't hear.
There we are. Isn't that something? Brand new world we live in. That's creative. It really is.
Grandpa Caleb, your life is an inspiration. It came from the same
Thank
gal.
You. Well. Life is a beautiful gift. There's nothing quite like it. As I reach deeply and air flows into my lungs and I say, thank you, creative soul, creative spirit. Indeed. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Passion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, that's an amazing experience. Oh.